This week in the Missouri Senate, we review ongoing work conducted by the 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force.
So it makes it very difficult for MoDOT to manage those at the state level.
My goal is to see us answer the transportation problem.
The panel is born of House Concurrent Resolution 47, which lawmakers passed during the regular legislative session. In addition to handling House Concurrent Resolution 47 this year, Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Spring also sponsored Senate Bill 457, a measure that would have removed certain roads from the responsibility of the Missouri State Highways and Transportation Commission and directed certain sales and use taxes into the state road fund.
So we're talking about restoring those miles back to local control, but the cost of maintaining those roads will be less than what we expect to see the cities and municipalities gain from their revenue sources currently in fuel tax dollars, vehicle sales tax, and license fees. So there's no burden here that we're going to be placing upon the local areas.
He also says taxpayers add to incoming revenues every year, but believes the state is not spending the money properly.
And we had some good discussions. I think that everybody is moving in the same direction, that we want to fund our roads. We understand that's a priority of the people, and we're looking for the right way to do it. Now, the TRIP Act is a different way of doing it, but it's also a common sense approach because we're basically taking the revenues that we already have and not asking for more sacrifice from the people. So I think it's going to continue to be a good discussion.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says it still comes down to funding.
Say to a committee of our peers, come up with two viable ways to fund this. But I've said to my caucus members before, you know, this bill is going to pass. So do you want this bill to have your fingerprints on it, that you made it a better bill, that you made it palatable, or at least something that your constituents can understand where the opposition is coming from with this language?
She also says the unfortunate part is new or expanded infrastructure still can't happen because of limited money coming in to the Missouri Department of Transportation.
And to MoDOT's credit, they are patching things as fast as they can and repairing what they can, but that's just what they're doing. They're putting Band-Aids on major problems. We need some real funding that'll allow us to fix these roads and get rid of the ones that we can't fix and replace them and give Missouri citizens the infrastructure they need.
After holding hearings throughout the state this summer, the 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force returned to the capital city for another meeting this week. We'll have more on this next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.